across 1, 2, 3. It's only 3 seats, even though there are 4 buzzers. And I'll ask to get your names and I'll put them into the software. Okay? So the first ticket is number 218. 218. Woo! There we go. Just a seat on the end there.
Better watch out.
Yeah, watch out for the. Yeah, I didn't see that. 222. You're coming in, Simon?
I got an hotel I need to go to, I'm sorry.
All right,
I'm
okay,
just
that's fine.
Where it's supposed to be.
Have a good call. 222. Who's 222?
Oh wait, is it the N number?
The N number, 222.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
I said 347222. Yeah.
Yeah, my N number.
Okay.
So I was looking at the wrong
post. I would prefer you keep your head off because I have to cue you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And 223. Yeah, there we go. Okay, watch out for the cable will go around
okay.
The other way. Sky, right?
Yep.
Skate wide.
Yep.
Set the end there.
Come on, Dan. Long tail problems.
Hopefully it works this time.
You have to get a ticket for the next game.
That's fine.
Okay.
I just hope it works this time.
Yeah, just grab a ticket, put half in the bucket. And I just want to get your name here so I can put it in.
D-Or. So, D-Or.
You are. Okay. And me?
Boomer.
Okay. Alright, just give me 1 second to get that in the software.
God damn it.
There we go. Contestants here who we'll talk to in just a moment who are going to be playing the game. And basically it involves this big board over here. We have thousands of dollars of fake cash and prizes, and whoever has the highest score at the end of this game is going to win $20 in Amazon cards. And basically it works is that you get to spin the board like this, and I would say stop, and at that point I win $5,000. So we're going to get set up here and introduce our contestants. First, in the left, we have Sky.
Woo.
Hi.
Hey.
Want to tell everybody where you're from?
I'm from Rhode Island, part of Rhode Island Furs group, Sky Eco Cat, and I love the environment and cats.
Oh.
Woo. There you go. That's me.
That's a good job. Okay. And next we have Dior.
Hi, I'm Dior. I'm from upstate New York. I'm a pink tiger in my free time.
In your spare time.
Yeah.
Okay, then by the idea, we have Boomer.
Hello, everybody. My name is Boomer. I'm originally from Stamford, Connecticut. Currently living in Richfield. I'm just here to have a good time.
All right.
Okay,
Boomer.
That was coming.
All right, just for anybody who came in, we randomly drew some tickets to see who's going to play. We're going to do a second game later called Whammy, which is kind of like a revival of it. And we're going to draw tickets later. So don't worry about that yet. But when the second game comes around, I'll start asking people to come up and get raffle tickets. Okay? All right, now, what we're going to do is we're going to start with some questions. The only button you'll need to worry about is the big red one on top.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you four questions in this round. You can interrupt me at any time. If you get the, if you buzz in and give me a correct answer, I'll give you three spins for the board. And then I'll give multiple choice to the other players, and that'll be one spin. So we're going to do four questions. We'll see how many spins you get, then we'll go to the big board for the first time. Okay? So, buzzers are ready. Actually, let's do a buzzer check. Sky, do yours? Oh, I know what I did. I forgot to load a software. Hold on. Yeah, in a second. Okay, and then to Dior and Boomer. Perfect. Okay. And do it one more time for me.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Is the microphone next to it? Is that why?
Oh.
Or is the microphone there on purpose? No.
That's not off.
Well, that went off, but...
Oh, God.
My ears really hate this right now.
Bad audio.
Is it one of the settings on the little control board somehow? One of the little dials?
Fantastic Merzbow content.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that is. Someone want to run to the AV guys in the COD Ops for me, please? Do I go to the COD Ops for me and just get an AV guy? Yeah, if you can. All right. Thank you. All right, well, do you want to do those? Okay, and Boomer? All right, well, we know it works. Buzzers work, it's just a problem with the sound, I guess. All right. I'll clear the noise as soon as possible. Okay, so here's the first question for all.
I just switched to HDMI 3. Wow. Your screen went away. There it is.
There
you
go.
Okay, here we go. First question, and again, you can buzz in at any time. Scrooge McDuck has traveled all around the world collecting many treasures, but his most prized possession is a coin that was a first... Scott.
It was a dime.
Okay, we're finished the question, and then I'll give multiple choice to the other players. His most prized possession is a coin that was the first one he ever earned as a businessman. What type of coin is his number one? For Dior and Boomer, is it a dime, a penny, or a nickel?
Oh, I answer first?
Yeah.
Is it a penny?
Okay, and Boomer?
Dime.
Okay, and it was a dime. The number one dime.
Okay, that's what I said.
No, you said penny.
No, I said dime.
You said dime, right. You said dime.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh.
You said penny, that's wrong. You said dime, that's right.
I thought I was wrong, and that's why you went to that.
No. Oh. You're buzzing.
Everyone has to give an answer, and then...
Okay, I understand.
What that means right now is that because you buzzed in and got it right, you get three spins.
Okay.
And Boomer, you just got on multiple choice, that's one spin. Okay, so that's the first question.
Sounds like audio's working now.
What's that?
The audio's working now.
The little squelch noise is gone. That little...
Really? All right, next question. If Whammy traveled to the native home of a real Tasmanian devil to see it spin around like a tornado when it's angry, he'd be disappointed because they don't actually do that. But he would have flown to which continent to see it?
Sorry.
Now it's
back.
Australia?
Okay, is it, dear Boomer, is it Australia, Africa, or South America?
Australia?
And Boomer?
Africa.
Is it Africa? She said Australia. So that means Sky gets three more spins to six. Hero gets one. Third question. You all know that SpongeBob SquarePants lives in a pineapple under the sea, but what does his friend Sandy Cheeks live in?
We heard you click.
Yeah, you clicked first.
You heard his?
Yeah.
A bubble?
Yeah, the
screen's not.
Right. It went back to HDMI 3.
Robot Boomer is buzzed in, so what's your answer?
A bubble.
A bubble. Okay. Is it a bubble, a tree, or a sunken ship? Sky.
A bubble.
And you?
Bubble.
It's a tree. She lives in a tree, but it's in like a dome. So it's not, I wouldn't exactly call that a bubble.
Oh, I was thinking fish tank under it.
But, I was remembering the dome part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Not sure why the HDMI is dropping out. Uh-huh. But we're going to move on to our next question. Last question.
Maybe the AV guy is coming in. I hear some door opening.
Just so you know, when the, just starting a game, and if you want to sit and watch, you can. Later, we're going to do a second game, and there'll be raffle tickets and so forth. I may have to make the executive decision just to kind of cut one of my monitor feeds. But anyway, it's, I still have it here, but Sky with 6 bits, Dior with 1, Blue with 1. And here is the last question. Named after a certain breed of dog, what is the name of the practice of wearing bristle parts with the human skin?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What?
There's no picture up there.
Yeah, I know there's no picture up there. That's a good question.
No.
Did
anybody
buzz in?
I hear the end of the question.
All right, let me repeat it. Okay. Named after a certain breed of dog, what is the name of the practice of wearing fursuit parts with human skin showing? Sky.
What is poodling?
It is a poodling, bulldogging, or huskying. You are?
Poodling.
And Boomer. It is poodling. So everybody is right. So that means Sky has 9 spins, Dior has 2, and Boomer has 2. That's the end of the first round. Now I just need to figure out what's going on with this here. Give me 1 second. Start yanking some cords here. Hold on. Where's the feed? Oh, here it is. That's good, actually.
Sky has a picture of you.
And that goes up here. That goes to F. And then this should go to spin round. And around. Oops. I got it, don't worry. Maybe I just stop the software over. It's really, really simple to fix. So. Get to the first spin round here. Okay, so what's going to happen is Sky and Boone, you can actually put your buzzer down. Dior, you're going to be starting first because you have the least spins, and all you have to do is push the big red button.
Okay.
I'm going to suggest, yes?
They both have 2 spins, so.
I know. Person to the left starts. Okay. So basically, you're going to push the red button. Don't do this because it may not register. Use your thumb.
Okay.
And what you want to do is give a big rallying cry and say, big bucks, no wavy, stop. And then you'll whammy whatever's up there.
Yep.
Wait, I say whammy? What?
No whammy.
No whammy.
Stop!
Oh, stop?
That's very important. Good luck. All right.
I wouldn't use your palm
to
do that because the button may not register.
Okay.
But you're going to, big bucks, no wavy, stop and push the button. Okay? So let's see how much you get. suffered a trip, a Montana ski trip valued at $3,440. Okay, so now you have one more spin. You can spin again or the press or pass. Do you want to keep going?
Yeah, I'll spin again.
All right. And $500. Okay. That means you fixed your $3,940. One thing I forgot to mention. The player with the most money at the end of this round has the advantage of going last in the second round. Okay? If you think the whammy's going to come, you can pass your spins to the player in first place. If you're already in first, it goes to the person in second. So if you think the whammy's coming up, you can say pass and those spins go to somebody else.
Okay.
Okay? Now, we're going to go to Boomer because you have two spins. And are you ready to go?
Yep.
All right.
Big bucks, no whammy, then stop.
Stop at $750.
Okay.
I'm going to try to lower the volume here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have one spin left. Do you want to press or pass?
Yeah, I'll press.
Right.
Okay, let's go. Big bucks, no whammies. Let's go. And stop.
Oh!
Whammy.
Wah, wah. So you get a whammy, which means you lose all your money.
No animation? Oh.
This one doesn't have animation. But you can always like,
use your
have
imagination.
Someone jump in front of the stage. Do something, whatever. Alright, so you have one whammy, you have no score. If you get four whammies in the game, you're out. Alright? So
you can always toss that whammy plus at them.
What's that?
You can always toss that whammy plus at them.
I brought this whammy plus specifically for this game.
Yeah, toss it at them when they get the whammy.
Nah. Alright, Sky, so you have nine spins to play with, okay? You ready to go? Stop. Max your spaces to $3,000.
Yeah.
Big bucks.
Big bucks.
$3,000. Do you want to keep going?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Move on space. $1,000 or $750 in additional
spin. I'll take the
thousand.
Yeah.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Now you have $4,000. I think there's two that helps. All right. So do you want to keep going?
So if I don't keep...
If you pass, those seven spins all go to Dior. They have... And she,
oh,
have,
okay.
She,
because you
have
more of a chance of hitting the...
Yeah, they'll... Yeah.
Okay, well, let's spin again.
All right. Stop at 1750. Mm-hmm. Six spins,
5,750. One more time.
The infamous one more time. Stop.
No! No!
Always say one.
So, there's that. So you still have five spins. You have to try to make up to first place if you can. So you still have five spins.
Okay, sure. Let's spin. What do I
make? Okay. So some enthusiasm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You're in the lead now, but you have four spins. Maybe want to extend your lead, or...
We're going to spin. Go for it.
We're
going to spin.
All right, pressing. Stop at $1,000. Okay, so you're going to pass?
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Okay, so those spins are going to go over to Dior. You have three spins. You must take them all. Okay?
Okay.
So you can't pass them unless you earn spins like the other square did. Okay? All right, so you have control, and here's your first three spins. All right,
big bucks, big bucks, no worries.
First of all, it's good to get them out of the way at the beginning.
Yep.
The two spins you have left get turned into earned spins, so you can do whatever you want with them. You're 6,000 is first place. And obviously, like I said, you need money to... whoever has the most money at the end of this round will have the advantage in the second round.
Okay.
So what do you want to do with those two spins? Do you want to press or pass?
I'll press.
Press. Here we go. All
right, big
bucks. $1,500. So you have one spin left, you're down by $4,500. So you want to go with it or pass that one spin to Scott?
I will press
it.
You want to press it?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what happens.
Yeah!
That's a perfect
giant entire national park.
$4,086. So you're just short
so
of second
close.
Place. Wow. What that means is that Sky has... 6,000 will be in first place, and you'll have the advantage of going last in the second round.
Okay.
So that's the end of this round. We're going to move on and get to the second question round. If I can get there. We can get there. so here are the next set of questions. We're going to do four more questions. Okay. All right, so again, buzz in at any time. Again, same thing. Three spins for a buzz in answer, one spin for a bumper choice.
I don't think it's on the right screen.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it back here. And around. Should be sliding out of the way. Goodness. And around. We're gonna roll with this and see what happens.
Yeah, I think that's the right one.
Alright, so here's a question. Pixar's animated film Turning Red features a family of Chinese Canadians. Female members have the ability to transform into certain large, fluffy creatures. Dior.
Red panda?
Let me finish the question.
Oh.
What Canadian city do they live in? Is the answer Red Panda, Vancouver, or Toronto? Sky.
I would have done that as well.
Oh, my favorite city, Red Panda.
Toronto?
Toronto and Boomer.
Toronto.
It is Toronto.
I would have done that as well. I don't blame you.
Sky gets one and Boomer gets one. All right, next question. If you're at a picnic and you find that you're not able to sit still while you're there, you might literally and figuratively have what insects, Scott?
Ants.
What insects in your pants? Is it ants, fleas, or bees? Dior.
Ants.
And Boomer.
Ants.
And you've got it right, so that means ants and pants. Scott gets three, goes to four. Dior gets one, and Boomer gets one, goes to two. Third question. Hey everybody, it's a question about Abel the Eagle. Complete the catchphrase of this first suitor and animator. Help someone do what today? Yep, a lot of time. So I'm going to give you multiple choice and it's for one spin. Is it, help someone do what today? Is it smile, laugh, or learn? Skype.
Learn.
Do you want?
I'm going with smile.
And Boomer.
Smile.
Help someone smile today. So yep. That means you are Boomer each going to spin. Alright, this is the last question for this round. It's time for the same name game. What name is shared by an eagle from the Muppets and the mascot of Fruit Loops cereal? It's the Sky.
Sam.
Is the answer Sam, Bill, or Pete? You are.
Sam.
And Boomer.
Sam.
And everybody's right. It's Sam the Eagle. So Sky gets three spins. Zero gets one. And Boomer gets three. So those are the final spin totals. 7, 3, and 4. So now we're going to move on to the second round. If I can get these four. Where is it? There. Why is it hiding? Why is it hiding on me? Spin round. Alright, let me just try something here. Go ahead and hit your buzzer for a second. That's interesting. You should be seeing the board. Going backwards here, and around, spin around.
Should we hit the buzzer maybe if you change screens?
Oh, there we go.
Okay. All right, Boomer. So you have the least money, so you're going to go first.
It doesn't say what spins.
It does at the very bottom.
It's been counted.
It's got the wrong numbers for that. Yeah, that's right. It doesn't say the correct numbers.
So they need to spin.
Right, well, I can get this fixed. Okay, so 3, 7, 3, 4. So,
Yeah, it's saying them, but it's not saying the right number. That's what it is.
What's really interesting is it's showing it on mine here, but the money amounts are right. Yeah. So I'm just going
to... Do you have to hit refresh or something to make it show up like that? Something to make it.
Yeah, I mean, there's something in here that I can do. So okay. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep track of it for you, okay? Because I have to tell you how many spins there are and so forth. So... Okay, so, Boomer, you are going to start because you have the least money. What I'll tell you is that up here on the board, we've got all kinds of prizes.
That's right.
Oh, they're in there now.
Don't touch anything,
don't
breathe.
Don't touch anything. So, Boomer, we're going to have you go, and are you ready to spin?
I am.
Okay. And like I said, whoever has the most money at the end of this round wins. Boomer's going to go first, and then it's going to be Dior, because you have second place, and the sky's last. Okay? So, Boomer, you have four spins. Ready? Okay, go ahead and see what happens.
Big box, no whammy, stop.
Stop at $1,000 and the final spin of the game. Mm. So that's a special prize on this software. That means that at the very end, with all the spins have been used up, you get one extra spin.
All right.
Okay? But right now you have $1,000 and you have three spins. Oh, look at that. Yeah, they came back automatically. There we go. All right, so Boomer, you have three spins. You can see that you're down by about $5,000. You want to keep going?
Yep, I'm going to keep going. Okay, big box, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at $3,500. Takes you up to $4,500.
I'm going to go one more.
Keep going? Okay, you have two spins.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, big box, no whammies. Stop.
$2,500. That takes you to first place by 1,000. You have one spin. And as I said, Sky's only behind by 1,000. That's seven spins sitting there.
Okay, I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass the spin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Sky, you, as I said, are going last. So, you're going to sit on that spin.
Yeah.
Which should be up there, but it's not. But I can see it in my system. Well, now we're going to go to Dior. Okay, so you have three spins, and you're down by about 1,500 or so. Okay? So, you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Alright, big bucks,
stop, move one space. 1,500 or a trip to
Sweden.
Meatballs.
$6,582. $12,170.
All good things come from Sweden.
I'll pass my spins.
Okay, that spin's going to go to Boomer because of the fact that Boomer's in second place. Okay, you're in first. It goes to whoever's in second.
Okay, that's fine.
So that passes, and Boomer, you actually have to take those two spins right now, okay? And you're still sitting on your final spin at the end, okay? So yeah, it's your two spins. You have to take.
Okay, big box, no whammy, stop.
1,250 on spin. So that will give you one earned spin, and you still have one pass spin to take, okay?
Okay.
So here's that second pass spin.
Big box, no whammy, stop.
Stop at 2,250. Right, so you're scored by about 1,600, and you have one spin and the final spin.
So I'm going to pass the spin.
What's that?
I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass it. Okay, so that pass spin goes to Dior, and you have to take that spin right now.
Okay.
Okay?
All right,
$1,000 a spin.
Oh!
You have a spin, and you still have the lead. So do you want to spin? Take that spin for yourself, or do you want to pass it over to Boomer?
I prefer to pass.
Pass it. This is what we call the game spin tag. Okay, so Boomer, did you have to take this one?
Okay, big box, no whammy, stop.
1,500. So now we have to go to Sky. You have one spin you must take, and you have seven other earned spins, okay? So here we go. If you earn the pass spin, you must take $2,000. That's $8,000. Now you have seven spins. You can do what you want. So you want to spin?
I will spin.
All right. $2,500 and a spin. Woo! Woo! $2,500 and you still have seven spins. So you want to pass or pass?
I will spin.
All right. spin.
Pass?
Push it.
I'm going to pass.
You can pass. All seven spins are going to go to Dior.
But Dior may not necessarily...
Let's see what you can do with these seven spins, okay?
Survive.
All right, big bucks, you know what I mean?
Stop across the board. You push it to $2,000. You have six pass spins. You must take them.
All right, big bucks.
Stop at 1,000 and spin. And you still have five pass spins. You must take them.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just
going to press
the button.
Stop it, whammy.
Oh. Oh.
Well, the good news is, about that, is that those spins get transferred over into earned spins. So now you have five spins. You can do what you want. You can build up back to 20,000. If you get past 12,000, you have the you can pass the sky and hope that sky whammies.
I will do a spin right now.
You'll do a spin? Yeah. A spin? Okay.
I think that's the close
no way
this time.
Rhine River Cruise. Valued at $6,996. You have halfway up to Boomer's score. You want to press or pass?
I'll press.
Okay.
All right, big buck, big buck, snow with me.
No! Oh!
Well!
Okay.
All
right.
All right, so that's two whammies.
All
right. Now you have three spins. So if you want to keep going.
I have a question. So do the whammies add up through the entire game, or is it per round?
It's the whole game.
Okay. Yeah.
She's at three.
So right, I have three whammies.
Four of them.
Yeah,
if you have four, you're out of the game.
Yeah, you have three whammies.
I was,
it does show on the other screen, but not here.
It does show on the other screen.
Okay, yeah.
Then I'm going to pass.
Wait. Right, so you have three whammies. If you whammy one more time,
three whammies.
Yeah,
and then Sky's going to whammy.
Oh.
So, yeah, I know it's a little hard to see from there, but.
Alright, so then I will. So if I pass this
round. If you pass these three spins to Sky, Sky has to try to avoid whammy. But also, if Sky whammies out and can't make up the 12,000, the Boomer wins.
So, okay.
So you could spin and try to make up $12,000.
Alright, I'll spin.
You go spin? Okay. Alright, see if you get the big bucks or some fries or something.
Rome.
Trip to Rome!
Oh,
okay. That's $6,270. Okay, so you can see that you're about 5,700 or so away from second.
Okay.
So you have two spins left.
Yeah, I'll press.
Okay,
yes,
you're
sorry.
Press, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, see if you can get
something
big. $10,000! Now, second place, you have three whammies. And if you want to pass that spin in the sky, there are two spins coming their way.
I will press.
You're going to press that?
Yes.
You're going to try to take the lead
okay.
and start passing the spins?
I respect it.
I may as well.
All right. And if you whammy, go. All
right, big bucks, no whammy, please.
Yeah! You're only up by about
4,000.
About 4,000. And if you pass those two spins, Sky has two chances to get 4,000 or more.
I'll pass them to Sky.
You're going to pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Sky, you have two spins. You have to avoid the whammy. If you pick up spins, also, remember, Boomer still has the final spin of the game.
That's right.
Okay? All right, so you have to take these two spins.
$17,750.
Okay, so you're down by about $2,000, and this is your last spin. Okay.
No!
Oh! Okay, that's two whammies on Sky. Okay, you're out of spins. Dior, you have $24,000, but remember, Boomer has that final spin, so you have control. You get one spin to use. So you can use that one spin to try to hope to get money in a spin. Or if you want, you can pass it to
pass it.
I do have a question.
Yes.
What's the biggest amount of money on the board? Is it 10?
Well, I don't know if the car prize is out there or not. But I put a car off there for $29,000. If you hit big bucks and get a spin, you get anything with a spin, it keeps you playing.
Pass it.
I don't have the price list in front of me.
$29,000 in cars or
wacky stuff on there.
I think just based on probability, I'm going to pass it.
Pass that spin.
We live in a society.
Okay, so that means, Dior, you have one spin. You have to hope you don't get a whammy.
Okay.
And if another spin comes up, then this game keeps going. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
All right, big bucks, big bucks, no whammy, please.
70 grand.
I win.
That's it, right?
You win.
All right, so that means with $26,520, you are the winner.
You win for testing your luck.
Let's welcome our host, Chris! let's take a moment to say hello to our players. Usually you do that later in the show, but we're just going to get this over right now. So first we have Beaton.
Hello.
And hey. You want to tell anybody who's left in the room about yourself?
I'm also a member of the Game Show First community. Sarah and I have known each other for a little for a while. And I have a YouTube series called Trash Can Tidbits where I talk about pop culture, random pop culture facts. So, yeah, that's me.
All right. Thanks for coming. Then we have Red Eye.
Hello. I'm Red Eye from Rhode Island. I love game shows, but not a game chauffeur yet.
All right, thanks. And then finally, we have Kipcher.
I'm Kipcher the White Tiger. I'm the one basically trying to keep these fursuiters all kind of cool this year.
Yep. Kipcher's temporarily in charge of the fursuiting department this year.
And temporarily.
Yeah,
only temporarily.
Black Tom couldn't make it this year.
We also have the games on Friday. Or tomorrow, Saturday. Sunday. What day of the week is it?
It's Saturday.
That's what happens when you're on con staff.
Yeah.
You lose track
time
of time.
Weird.
Okay. Alright, so what we're going to do is I'm going to show you the board here. We're going to start you all with $2,500. And I want to point out there is. We'll let the board run. I just want to mute this so you can see. Each of you are going to start with $2,500. And you're going to take a spin at the board, and whatever you get goes into your score. If you hit the whammy, you'll lose your money, and you'll be out of the round but not out of the game. I will tell you that there is a space up there called the Big Bank. If you hit the Big Bank and answer a trivia question, you'll get a progressive jackpot, which is $5,000 plus whatever the whammy steals. So that can get you back into the game really quickly. We're going to go across the line. Each person's going to get one spin, and then we'll go from there. Okay? So, Beaton, just want you to pick up the red button and go ahead and stop the board.
Okay, no whammies. You can drop that. Stop!
Stop at 800.
I just wanted to say that one.
The old Karen one.
Why is it not coming up? That's weird. I'm not sure why it's not updating, but it is, that is right. Okay, so it's in the system, trust me. Okay, so you have 3,300, now go to Red Eye.
Okay?
And go ahead and stop the board.
Big bucks, boom.
Stop $530. That takes you up to $3,030. Not sure why it's not updating for some reason, but let's try this. All right, Kipcher, it's your turn.
All right, I need some big bucks. Come on, I want that big bank. Come on, big bucks, stop.
Nice.
Stop at $4,000.
Nice.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I'll take the 4,000.
6,500.
You almost got that reclining rocker. So.
Okay, so now. Everyone's had a chance, but this time I'm going to make things interesting. I'm going to add some more whammies to the board.
Oh. Why would you do this?
Okay. Now you have an option. You can either freeze with the money you have, or you can press at the risk of hitting the whammy. Just as you saw in the first game, the player with the highest score at the end of this round has the advantage of going last. Okay, Bean, you have 3,300, and you are behind Kipcher, who has 6,500. So, do you want to press?
I'm going.
Go for it.
Big bucks. No whammies. And stop!
Stop at 1250. That takes you up to 4550. Yes. Yeah, I'm not sure why it's not updating. Okay, now Red Eye, you have $3,030 and you're in last place. Do you want to press or
freeze? We gotta press. We gotta live dangerously.
Right.
No whammies, big bucks, stop!
Stop it, a reclining rocker. Get
that reclining rocker in your face, dude!
Which is worth. Give me a second here.
$225.
Reclining rocker is worth
$2,274. That's quite a
jerk.
That's sort of 47, which is 52 57.
My recliner was in the $300 range.
At least you guys have
you
recliners.
Got 6,500, no, you lead by about 1,300.
I'm going for it.
Okay.
Come on, big bucks. Come on, big bank. Stop.
Stop that. Advance three spaces, which takes you 1, 2, 3 over to 7. No, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1750.
1, 2, 3. 1750. Let me use the calculator on my phone instead of my brain this time. Alright, 6,500 plus 1750 takes you to $8,250. Okay, so now that all three of you have gone through, we're gonna have some more whammies. Okay, Pete, you got 4,550. Red Eye has 5,257, and Kipcha has 8,250. So do you want to press or do you want to freeze?
I'll go one more time.
One more.
Alright, no whammies. Big bucks, give me that big bag and stop!
Oh!
The whole family of whammies.
I tried.
Okay, so you have a whammy, which for some reason is not coming up. I'll mark that later. Red Eye, you've got 5,257. Kipcha is at 8,250.
Gotta go for it. What are the chances of two whammies in a row? It's impossible.
You just cheat yourself.
Don't say that. Don't say that. And stop!
Stop a trip to Little Tokyo and Chinatown in San Francisco.
Take it.
That is...
I'm bringing my recliner.
That is worth... Oh wow, San Francisco. $5,489.
Let's take it.
$5,489 takes you to
$10,736.
Okay, so Kipcha, it's up to you. You have.
I'm going for it. Come on, no whammies. Big bucks. I need that big bank. Come on. Stop.
$525.
It's
still not
much. So it takes you to $8,755.
This gets stressful.
Okay, now we're gonna have more whammies to the board. And Red Eye, you're at $10,746. Kipcha has $8,775. You're in the lead, but do you want to press again or do you want to freeze?
I'll freeze for now.
I'll freeze. Okay. So now we go to Kipcha. You're down by about $3,000.
Press it.
I'm afraid of that whammy right now, too. I'm going to freeze.
I'm going to freeze as well. Okay.
It might work in my favor, though. All
right, so that means, let me just write this down just in case something happens.
Is it still going
so
on?
So being at zero,
yep.
One whammy.
Till 3:30.
Red Eye has 7,746, and Kipcha has 8,775. So now we're going to go over into our question round. Just as you saw before, we're going to do questions with multiple choice. And let's see what we have here. Okay, here is, again, red buttons are buzzing. Here's your first question. There'll be four questions. First one. You may have to look to the stars to get this answer. In astrology, which sign is represented by a goat? Kipcha.
Capricorn.
Is the answer Capricorn, Aries, or Taurus? Kipcha, Beaton.
What were the choices again?
Aries, Taurus, Capricorn. This is the goat.
Okay, I will go with Capricorn.
Okay, and Red Eye.
Is it Aries?
Correct answer is Capricorn.
Ah.
So that means Kipcha buzzed in, got it right, and beaten gets one spin.
We Capricorn is technically gold.
Next question. Because its name is copyrighted, imitations of what very popular furry convention event have gone by the names Dragon's Dojo, Pacific Rim Rumble, Dance Off and Battle of the Four. Red Eye.
Dance competition?
Is it the dance competition, Floor Wars, or Beastly Beats? Beaten.
I'm going to go with Floor Wars.
And Kipcho.
I want to say Floor Wars.
It is Floor Wars. So Beaten gets a spin and Kipcho gets a spin. What's it called this year? The Freestyle Dance Fight or something?
I think so.
It's called the Freestyle Dance Competition.
All right, next question. This is the third question. A mistranslation of the name of the Red Panda from Chinese to English led it to being given what nickname? Also the name of a web browser program. Kipcho.
Firefox?
Is the answer Firefox, Opera, or Safari? Beaten.
Firefox.
And Red Eye.
Firefox.
And you all right. Bean gets a spin. Red Eye finally gets a spin. And Kipcho gets three spins. Seven. Last question. What Japanese RPG video game series features a bird called Kipcho?
Pokemon.
A bird called the Chocobo.
Ugh.
Is it Pokemon, Final Fantasy, or Dragon Quest? Beaten.
Final Fantasy.
And Red Eye.
I believe that is Final Fantasy.
It is Final Fantasy. Alright, so Red Eye gets a spin, Beaten gets a spin, and that's the end of the round. Okay, let's move on. Yay, the numbers are there, yes.
Alright.
Not the question count of the amounts.
Not the dollar amounts, though.
Oh. Alright, I'll keep running tabs on those for you. Okay? But right now, Beaton, you have no money and you have four spins. Okay? We're going to do just as you did before. You're going to buzz in and stop the board. Okay?
I'll press my luck.
Alright. We'll get this to work.
Big bucks. Give me the big bank. No
babies, and stuff. That's your space. 8,000
is
spin.
Yeah. Nice.
That's one boy to catch up.
Yeah.
Alright, 8,000. It's not showing up for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, you have 8,000 down by about 2,700. And you have four spins.
I gotta go.
And one whammy. You're going for it.
Gotta go. Keep it up.
Big bucks.
No whammies.
That's up. $10,000. Oh. Nice. Up to $18,000. You still have four spins and one whammy.
I gotta go again.
Okay, here we go.
Big bucks. Keep it up. Give me that again. And stop. Yeah.
Okay, no.
Wow. Okay, I'm not like
$26,000. Four spins.
How much do I have?
You have $26,000.
I'll pass.
I'm back.
All right, that's going to go to Red Eye. So get those over there. Red Eye, you're going to be going last, so we're going to jump over to Kipcho this time. And Kipcho, you have seven spins. You're at 8,000.
Let's go for it. Come on. He got the big bucks. Come on. Let's go for him. Big bucks. Come on.
Six. Oh, my God.
Nice.
Nice. Wow.
It's going to be one of those games.
Hope so. All right. 14,775.
Let's go for it.
All right.
Come on. Big bucks. No whammies. Come on. Big bucks. Suck.
Stop at 4,500. Takes you up to 19,275. You're down by about $7,000.
I'm going to pass the remaining spins.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Seven spins. No, actually six spins. Sorry. Because that was not a spin. All right, so six spins are going over the Beaten. You have one whammy, and you're at $26,000 right now. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Let's do this. Give me bucks. No whammies, and stop!
Oh, hold on.
I said stop.
There you go. 3,000. Takes up to $29,000.
Scared me for a second.
And you have five pass spins. All
right, go.
There's no panel for another half hour.
Big bucks. No whammies. Keep them away from me and stop.
1750. $30,750. Wow. Four pass spins. Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm gonna make this quick. Stop.
A pink jacket. Fake fur. Big fur, I must emphasize that. Big fur.
Thank you.
Big jacket is worth $4,500. Takes you up to $35,250. $5,250,
and you have
three pass spins. Ready?
Yeah.
Whoops. Nope, there we go. All right.
I'm just,
let me
look again. Stop!
Stop $5,000.
You're dodging these whammies like the Matrix.
That was 3,000, right?
5,000.
That's 5,000. Okay, yeah, sorry. All right, so 40,250. Two pass spins. I think I may
have
accidentally added extra spins to Red Eye here.
Red Eye's pass spins is at 4.
Yeah, how many pass spins did I get?
He has 4.
There's 4 pass spins to Red Eye?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I busted accidentally get something to do when I was... Okay, Bean, you have control. You have 2 pass spins. You're 40,250.
Please, God.
Stop! Oh! Yes.
Unfortunately.
You hate to see us.
I hate you.
Alright, well, you have 1 spin left. It's $0. You have two whammies right now. So you gotta find something to catch up.
Just get it over with. Misery.
Three whammies. Oh, too bad. All right. Well, you know, what's also really funny is like this thing's for some reason is not tracking the big bank. So I'll just have to put something up there. I'll just make it like a $25 or something. Anyway, now we have to go to Red Eye because you have 4 pass spins and 2 earned spins. No whammies. You're down by about $8,500.
Easy peasy.
Okay, ready? You have to take these 4 spins.
And stop. All right.
There's the whammy.
Seriously.
Okay, so now you have. So now you're going to have 5 earned spins that you can do what you want with.
Okay.
So let me clear this out here.
50
earned spins. 50 spins.
Okay, so you have five spins, you have $0, and the capture is $19,275.
We got that one out of the way. What
okay.
And stop. Yeah!
Wow.
The whammies are now on my team. All right,
you have four earned spins and 2 whammies.
Okay.
Obviously, you should keep going.
All
right.
All right. I dare you to whammy again. I dare you!
Right. 2,000 spin.
There you go.
So you have $2,000 and still 4 spins.
Alright, let's go. And, alright, big bucks this time. Big bucks and stop! Alright!
There's 3 whammies.
Really got threatening.
Alright, you have 3 spins. You're down by $19,275.
Alright, that's 3 more opportunities for a whammy. Let's go. Yeah.
If you get 1 more whammy, you're out.
All right.
Ready?
Yep. And big bucks. All right.
$2,500.
Modest bucks.
I'll say, so you have money. Okay. I'll put it that way.
I can't stop. That's what we started with.
Well, so. Here's the thing. Remember that you can still pass the spins and hope the pitcher gets a whammy on the 2 spins left.
No, I'm going to take up all the whammies. There's not going to be any
left. All right.
So and stop.
Stop at $2,500 spins. Takes you to $5,000. You still have 2 spins.
Okay, we're gonna do it.
Keep going.
Yep. All right, big bucks.
$1,000 steal. Ooh. That basically is stealing $1,000 from first place.
Okay.
Sorry. So you get $6,000 and Kipcher loses $1,000. So Kipcher's down to $18,275. You have 1 spin left.
All right, we're gonna use it.
275, 1 spin. All right. So you have to make up
$12,725. All right, easy. All right, big bucks, $12,000.
Boom. $1,000 will spin again.
Oh, we got to spin again. All right, no whammies this time. Just big, big dollar bills.
Stop, $1,750. It's not enough. Get your wings. Yay! Just get out of this misery. Well, I thank all of you for playing, even though the whammy's pretty nasty today.
Really good.
Well, again, thank you very much for joining us. Just be careful with the cable here on the way out, or it's a jitsu bug around the other way. All right, so Thanks for sticking around. And thanks everybody for sticking around. Sorry about the problems here, but yep. I have one more game on Sunday. It should be a fun one. It's called Line 'em Up, and I hope you enjoy that one if you make it. Okay? Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Amy.
So that's it. It's 3 o'clock now. I don't know if you're going to do another one.
So 3:30.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yep. I just don't know if you're going to do another 10, 15 minutes or not. But it'd be kind of tough. Yeah. All right. Good. Excellent. Thanks. All right.